I'm Alex Chadwick in Los Angeles. This is Day to Day. The battle between software makers Oracle and PeopleSoft lands in federal court today. Oracle launched a hostile takeover bid for PeopleSoft more than a year ago. It's been rejected four times since then. And the government regulators say that this takeover would violate antitrust laws. The outcome could affect the range of software choices available to American consumers. Joining us from the Marketplace Newsroom in Los Angeles is Tess Vigeland. Tess, what are the antitrust concerns here? And briefly, what do these companies actually make?
Well, Alex, both PeopleSoft and Oracle make what's referred to as high-end business software. It's everything from systems that run accounts payable to human resources systems, things like making sure employees get their paychecks. There's a third major player in this mix, and that's SAP, the German software company. And then there are some minor players making some similar products. Larry Fullerton, who used to try antitrust cases for the Justice Department, says that is where the antitrust issue comes in.
Well, the government is taking the position that there are only three players in this market, Oracle, PeopleSoft, and SAP. And so the government is saying this is a 3-2 merger, that after the merger there will only be two competitors. And Oracle wants to show that there will in fact be more, that Microsoft and Lawson and others will be competitors in the market after the merger.
So, as he said, Oracle's job is really going to be to prove that these other players will race to close that competitive gap if it's successful in the takeover bid. And a big part of that will be trying to prove that Microsoft, in particular, is getting into this arena. And Microsoft executives are on the witness lists for both sides here.
I'll just note that Microsoft is owns our partner in producing Day to Day Slate magazine. But tell me, will Bill Gates be testifying? Or how about Oracle's CEO, Larry Ellison?
Well, Bill Gates is not scheduled to testify, but Larry Ellison will, apparently by videotape testimony. It's kind of too bad that we won't get to see the two of them facing each other on the stand, because that is a well-known rivalry. But there's also a big rivalry between Ellison and PeopleSoft's CEO, Craig Conway, who way back when worked for Ellison.
So what happens if Oracle does win?
Well, if Oracle wins the courtroom battle, it still has to get approval from European regulators who are reviewing this. Then, of course, Oracle has to convince the PeopleSoft Board of Directors and shareholders that this is a good idea. Right now, the bid stands at $7.7 billion, $21 a share. In light of PeopleSoft's current stock price, that's pretty generous, about a 15-20% markup. And today in the Marketplace Newsroom, as the nation remembers the 40th president, we're looking at the legacy of Reaganomics.
Thank you, Tess. Tess Vigeland of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace. She joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business, and Marketplace is produced by Minnesota Public Radio.